Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Lee Shore Center in Kenai received a surprise $25,000 donation from the Rasmussen Foundation during a recent community reception held at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Center. According to the Lee Shore Center Board President, Samantha Springer, these surprise donations are something of an annual tradition for Rasmussen.
Every time Rasmussen Foundation goes to a different community once a year for their annual meeting, they pick a nonprofit organization to donate an amount of money. I don't know if it's the same every time or not. And so since they did their meeting in Kenai this time, they chose the Lee Shore Center to donate $25,000 to, because basically they just chose them as one of a great organization on the peninsula.
After spending the day conducting site visits in the area, Rasmussen officials invited representatives and leaders from local nonprofits to a community leadership meet and greet at the Chamber of Commerce. Springer said that's when the surprise donation was announced. Rasmussen President Gretchen Guess invited Lee Shore Executive Director Sherry Smith to the front and presented her with the donation. Springer said the grant will most likely be applied to some upcoming projects that Lee Shore was planning to pay for out of pocket.
That's what they're going to use it toward, is these repairs that needed to be done on the transitional housing and the shelter.
In a social media post, the nonprofit expressed its gratitude for the unexpected boon. Lee Shore's staff and board extends a huge thank you to the Rasmussen Foundation for their support and generosity. A fisherman shot and wounded a bear near the Russian River on Monday night, according to a report from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The extent of the bear's injury has not been confirmed, but U.S. Fish and Wildlife officers are actively searching the area. The report states the incident occurred around 5 p.m. on Monday night near the confluence of the Russian and Kenai Rivers. An eyewitness report indicated the angler was charged by a brown bear, although law enforcement has not confirmed this. Deputy Manager of the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge, Steve Miller, said that U.S. Fish and Wildlife officers tracked the animal on Monday night, but were unsuccessful in locating it.
Yesterday evening, it was reported that a bear had charged a fisherman. They had discharged a firearm, had hit the bear. There was a blood trail that was found. It was followed for a ways, and then it started getting dusk, and the folks turned around, came back out, and were going to wait to go back in until this morning.
Miller said officers returned to the area to search at about 9 a.m. Tuesday morning. Until further notice, all visitors are asked to stay clear of the angler trail between the Russian River Ferry and the confluence. The melting of Alaska's Juneau Ice Field, home to more than 1,000 glaciers, is accelerating. The snow-covered area is now shrinking 4.6 times faster than it was in the 1980s, according to a new study. Researchers meticulously tracked snow levels in the nearly 1,500 square mile icy expanse going back to 1948, with added data back to the 18th century. It slowly shriveled from its peak size at the end of the Little Ice Age around 1850, but then that melt rate sped up about 10 years ago, according to a study in Tuesday's Nature Communications. It's melting so fast that the flow of ice into water from now averages about 50,000 gallons every second, according to study co-author Maury Pelto, a professor of environmental science near Nichols College in Massachusetts. Only four Juneau Icefield glaciers melted out of existence between 1948 and 2005, but 64 of them disappeared between 2005 and 2019, the study said. Many of the glaciers were too small to name, but one larger one, Antler Glacier, is totally gone, said Pelto. Pelto first went to the Juneau Icefield in 1981 to try to make the U.S. ski team and has continued to study it since, giving up competitive skiing for research. Key is the snow elevation line. Below the snow line, snow can disappear in the summer, but there's snow cover year-round above. The snow line keeps moving upward, Pelto said. The shape of Juneau's ice field, which is rather flat, makes it vulnerable to particular tipping points, because once the snow line moves up, large areas are suddenly more prone to melt. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. After 3 years in development, Hex Cook Inlet LLC and Fury Operating Alaska have announced that in partnership with the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the Alaska Center for Unmanned Aerial Systems Integration, the first Beyond Visual Line of Sight test program will be conducted over the Cook Inlet on July 10th. Hex received approval from the Federal Aviation Administration to conduct the 15-mile flight. This is the first waiver approved in the United States for a flight to and from an offshore platform, and the second waiver issued by the FAA in the state of Alaska. The initial test flight will commence at Furies Processing Facility in Nikiski and fly along the pipeline corridor to Furies Offshore Gas Platform. Flying at around 50 knots, it will take approximately 30 minutes to fly the 15-mile route. Once refueled and a payload is attached, the drone will return to Furies Onshore Processing Facility. The flight will highlight the utilization of emerging technology in Cook Inlet and throughout the state of Alaska. According to Soldotna Vice Mayor Lisa Parker, the unmanned flight aims to make material delivery to platforms more efficient in the future.
It's been something of interest to Mr. Hendricks, and he's been working with the university during that time frame, and just an easier way to deliver materials from onshore to offshore.
The flight will feature a vertical takeoff and landing system with hybrid gas electric motors. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.